Hello, everybody, and welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox, and coming up on today's show, we're going to look ahead at the Stanley Cup Finals and who is the favorite or where the value is on next year's odds. We're also going to take a look at Aaron Judge and those Yankees who are absolutely dominating the American League. But is that something that can win in October? And of course, I'm going to give you my Mox Locks. But before we get started, let's welcome in one of our favorite cappers, Mr. Danny Brown. Danny, long time no see.
Hey, great to be here once again, Katie. We're talking Yanks today. Yeah, color me intrigued. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, first things first, I'm going to give you my Mox thought. There is a new Stanley Cup champion in the NHL as the Avalanche knocked off the two-time defending champs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, last night. So when this season ends, of course, we look to the next season. So where is the best value? Now, of course, you're going to look at the Avalanche to do a repeat. Of course, you're going to look at Tampa Bay. But I actually like the Rangers here at plus 1,000. If you're looking for more of a long shot, I think the Rangers surprised everyone this year. They've got a young core of players, and they have one of the best goaltenders in the league. They got gassed at the end of the Eastern Conference Finals. They had two back-to-back Game 7 games. I really think that they could have beat Tampa Bay. They had a new coach this year, a new GM. They have everything kind of in place. And of course, they have Igor Shesterkin, who is the best goalie, in my opinion, in the league. So I think that they have a good chance to run this back and make a run for the Stanley Cup at plus 1,000.
Presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. Download and get started with a risk-free bet of up to $15. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're going to bring Danny back in for Capper's Corner here. Danny, you heard what I had to say. I'm hot on the Rangers for next year, but who you got?
I mean, how can I be mad at that, right? Coming live from New York City. But you said it already, Katie. Like they say in roulette, there's nothing sweeter than a repeater. How am I not going to take the Avs at plus 450 to get it done again? Now, I know we just watched it happen, so it's not that original of a thought. But here's the thing. It feels like they just stole the dynasty. The Lightning were on their way to that three-peat, and all of a sudden, the Avs win it, and you flash up to the booth where the general manager, Joe Sakic, who was on that iconic 2001 team, is hugging. Katie, I got chills. It felt like that team is coming back, and it was filled with such electric players, great defensemen. Hey, that has a lot in common with this modern 2022 Avs team, and they're returning those guys. They're returning Cale Makar. They're returning Nathan MacKinnon, that core of guys. Speaking of Nathan MacKinnon, made you a ton of money this year.
So, Nate Dogg,
how do I not love these guys, right? Their team's electric. You got Ray Bourque and Adam Foote from the 0-1 team saying they remind them, you know, of their style of play. Defense wins championships, Katie, and they did it behind their defenseman, not their goalie. You're talking about Igor Shesterkin. Meanwhile, on this end, for the Stanley Cup champions, it felt like Darcy Kemper was a liability in games. He's a free agent. They're going to get better at goalie. Yeah. They're returning the core. How do I not take it for the repeat? Give me the Avs to do it again.
Yeah, like you said, they're at plus 450, followed by the Panthers at plus 900. Then we got Tampa Bay and the Hurricanes and the Rangers all at plus 1,000. And I hear everything that you're saying. And that offense was just so potent. The attack was crazy. It just confused a lot of goaltenders. So I think, yes, at 450 for them to repeat, it makes a lot of sense. But I do still like the Rangers here at that plus 1,000. I think they could be a dark horse in this. But moving on, let's talk about your Yankees and Aaron Judge. So they're having a great season, obviously, led by Aaron Judge, who walked it off on a three-run homer in the 10th yesterday. He had two walk-off hits in the series against the Astros, and he leads the majors in home runs. So right now, Judge, obviously, is the clear favorite for MVP at minus 115. But who do you think is the best value in the American League for MVP?
Well, you know, you look down the board, there's a lot of really appealing names, guys that are having awesome seasons, plus 1,000, plus 500, right? But this is over, Katie. Judge is your AL MVP. It's set in stone. Yeah. Barring a severe injury that, you know, makes him miss a lot of time, he's going to win this award. He's the best player on the best team in the best division in baseball. That is what is most valuable about him. He's on pace to hit over 60 home runs. The Roger Maris number, right? He is having an electric season. All the little holes in his game, he's cleaned up. His numbers are better than ever. And look, we can go down the regular slash line, you know, the home runs, the RBIs, all the good stuff. But, you know, baseball statisticians, the Bill James, Moneyball people, right? They love to go deep in the weeds of that really, really advanced analytics stuff.
So I do not. The advanced analytics give me a headache. I'm like, I can't do this.
It can be a calculus equation sometimes. However, I will simplify it. Professor Brasco is here. There is an important stat called weighted runs created. Judge leads the league by a landslide in WRC. Another one, typically for MVPs, you're thinking of home runs, balls going over the fence, but fielding matters in baseball. F war, fielding wins above replacement. How much is your fielding contributing to your team winning games? Judge is top five. So he's not only leading the league in home runs, he's playing amazing right field. This guy's doing it all around. He is walking off games left and right. How do you not love it? It's Judge this year. He's the MVP.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two judges that I don't bet against. It's Judge Judy and Aaron Judge. So I agree with you 100%. I don't think anybody can catch up to Judge. Like you said, he leads the majors right now with 27 home runs. He has a .663 slugging percentage and 57 runs scored. Of course, you could look at someone like Mike Trout, who's a three-time MVP and a nine-time top five finisher, but I just don't think that he could get there this year. He's got 21 home runs so far. He's got a 1.025 OPS this season. I think it's Aaron Judge's to lose, and I really don't see him losing it.
And Katie, the Angels are so meaningless, right? Like Trout, Ohtani, amazing players, but like, hey, do the Angels matter? They have great players and they're just never in it. So I feel you. It's always interesting to look at Ohtani, Trout, maybe Jordan Alvarez on the Astros. He's been having a crazy season, but like you said, this is Judge's award to lose right now.
Okay, I agree. Moving on, but sticking with Aaron Judge and the Yankees here, who are running away with the AL East. You can get Judge to win, AL MVP, and the Yankees winning the World Series on Caesars Sportsbook at plus 525. Now, I know you and I have talked a lot about the Yankees are running away with this, and we think that Aaron Judge is running away with this. Are you putting money on that plus 525?
Why not, right? Because normally I wouldn't like to combine futures bets. It's almost like parlaying futures, the MVP and the World Series winner. I'm not in love with the idea of that. But if my take is that this is over and Aaron Judge is the MVP, then we're really just betting on will the Yanks win the World Series. How do you bet against that right now? There are fastest team to 50 wins since 1930, Katie. This is like an iconic team right now. As long as they keep up this pace, they're doing it in the best division in baseball. The Red Sox and the Blue Jays are both 10 games over 500, and they're 11 back of the Yankees. No one's even close to them right now. So it just feels like every pitcher in the rotation has flirted with a no-hitter. Anybody could walk it off for us on any given night. This team has that like 98, 2000 Yankees magic to it. So you got to take the Yanks at this point. They've proven it over and over again. I think the only team that stands in our way really is the Astros. As always, we got to get through the Astros. They're scaring me a little bit. But once we do that, it's us and the Dodgers or the Mets really in the NL, and I think you got to take the Yanks to get it done this year.
Yeah, well, the Astros almost shut Yankees out twice. Were you worried watching the game?
I was, because we always get into wars with them like that. I mean, we know our storied past with them, cheating scandals and whatnot, banging garbage cans, which us Yankee fans will never let go. But
the Dodgers fans won't either. They're pretty rowdy about it.
Never. And you know what's funny, Katie? Everybody cheated. The Astros just got caught first and most egregiously. So we'll blame them the most. But Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, anyone competitive around this time was cheating in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, they get to wear the paper bag over their head because they did it first. In any case, that team is always a thorn in our side. They can be our kryptonite a lot of the time. Justin Verlander's turning the clock back 10 years. That's pretty scary to watch when he's in vintage form. The Astros are scary to play, but I think we can get past them. They're my number one watch out forward list, though.
Okay, well, I agree with you. Well, first of all, one, I'm definitely sprinkling some on this plus 525 because, like you said, the Yankees team this year is just different. They lead in pretty much every statistical category that you can. They've got the best record. They have the best record at home. They have the second best record away. They're the best against the spread. Best. And like we said earlier, nobody can beat Aaron Judge here. So I'm definitely going to sprinkle a little bit on that. Now, you alluded to it a little bit, but if we take Yankees and Judge out of the picture here, who has the best overall value to win this World Series? Now, I'm taking the Astros, but is that a bet that you would take?
I totally see your take on the Astros. I mean, very quietly, they're only seven games back of the Yankees for the best record in the league. And seven is a big number in baseball, but with the Yankees putting up a historic pace, that's actually very impressive, especially because I actually do bet on the Astros quite often. And they went through an offensive lull where they were only scoring a couple runs a game. They were winning 3-1 games. It's like, show me how you do in a down market. That's scary when a team, when they're playing bad baseball, still finds ways to win. Those teams scare me, Katie. So Astros do look like a good second pick behind the Yanks. But I guess I'll go over to the NL. Give me a Subway Series, baby. I want the Mets at plus 700. Yes. I mean, they're electric this year. And over in their side of Queens, they're playing great baseball. Here's the thing. Jacob DeGrom is still on the shelf. He's the best pitcher in baseball by a landslide. He's finally having some progress. He's scheduled to make his first minor league rehab assignment fairly soon. Point being, he will come back this year. And once they have him, Scherzer, Bassett, Walker, Carrasco, that's the best rotation in baseball. Usually the Mets struggle with offense a little bit. Their offense is great. They're top three in runs. They're top three in team batting average. They can hit. They can pitch. If they stay healthy, they should give the Dodgers a big run for their money. I could see the Mets making it to the World Series and maybe even taking it if my Yankees aren't in it.
All right, Danny, now it's time to get into Mox Locks. What's on my card for today? I'm interested to see what you think of these games and these plays, and if you have any plays for yourself. First up, I mean, we've talked about it all show, Yankees versus the A's. I like the under 8.5 runs here. That's at minus 110. So the A's are horrible. Oakland ranks dead last in baseball and OPS this season and 29th in runs scored overall. But Blackburn, who is up to pitch for them today, he is actually pretty good, especially on the road. In away games, he's had 8 starts. He's 5-0 with a 1.0 ERA, 1.02 whip, and 0 home runs allowed. Now, the Yankees, of course, are the best bats in baseball, but they've been slumping a little bit in terms of hitting. Blackburn has allowed over 3 runs in just 3 times in 11 outings this season. We've got Montgomery on the other side. He kind of let up a lot versus Tampa, which was a bummer, but he's been pretty solid for them as well. I think we're going to see a low-scoring game today. What do you think?
Katie, I was looking at this game in the morning, trying to figure out where my bet was. This is the play. I think this is the correct play. It's under 8.5 at minus 110. The Yanks are coming off an exhausting series with the Astros. 2 walk-off wins. They almost got, get no hit, combined no hit by 3 pitchers on the Astros. So to your point about them slumping a little bit, you take away some big 3-run home runs. There hasn't been that much offense lately. It's just been timely, right? Like you alluded to, Oakland's batting .211 as a team. Gross. Very, very ugly offensive numbers. Blackburn has been very solid, very consistent, even against good teams. I've watched him pitch well against solid, solid teams. And Montgomery has been much better at home. His opponent batting average against drops a full 61 points when he pitches in the Bronx as opposed to elsewhere. So I do like Montgomery to have a better performance today. Blackburn's been so consistent. And the money seemingly is going towards the under. A lot of public bets on the over. A lot of sharp money on the under. That's the last sign I need to ride with you and take the under 8.5. This is a good bet.
All right, for my next bet, this one's a fun one. I'm taking Shohei Ohtani over 0.5 home runs. This is at plus 305. Now, this is not a big bet, probably half a unit. But again, you got to sprinkle on some fun ones every once in a while. And Shohei has been having a hell of a week. He hit 2 3-run home runs versus the Royals and 8 RBIs on Tuesday. On Saturday, he hit a 462-foot bomber, the longest of his career. And he's up against Lucas Giolito today, whose current ERA is 5.40. He's allowed 15 runs, including 4 home runs in his last 2 starts. And Ohtani in his career actually does pretty good against Giolito. He's 5-for-17 with a pair of home runs in his career. So I think it's a good spot for Shohei to stay hot at plus 305.
coming off a brawl yesterday too with the Mariners. There's some energy in that clubhouse, a little electric. 5 for 17, two of those five hits are homers. Sprinkle it. Let's go, Shohei.
Yeah. Let's go, Shohei, plus 305. I had a big home run prop not too long ago, so now I feel like I'm still lucky. Okay, so third, I'm going to take a bet on Tyler Anderson tonight. I'm taking him under total hits allowed, and this is at 6.5. It's at minus 133. I think it's a good spot for Tyler Anderson versus his former team. He is 8-0 this season in 12 starts. Now, his last start wasn't great, but he has a 3.0 ERA and 8.1 strikeouts per nine innings. He's only given up more than five hits in two games this season. The last time that he was in Colorado, he only allowed two hits as a Dodger. But even since he left Colorado, he's jumped around to a couple different teams. He's only given up nine hits overall versus his former team since 2020. So I like him to come back to Colorado and have a good game. Most of his props were really juicy. This is kind of the best value I saw at under 6.5 total hits, minus 133.
Interesting. This scares me a little bit because the over-under in this game is set at 11.5. So odds makers are expecting offense. We know Coors Field, the ball flies, especially Rockies at home, right? Just known to carry further and be an offensive ballpark. So I'm a little afraid. You look at Anderson's number, though, and they have been fantastic this season for the Dodgers. You've got the revenge angle coming home to Colorado. Sometimes the revenge angle wipes out any statistics you may need. So yes, you're looking for him to keep the bats quiet. I'm a little scared of it, but I see your angle, too. And you know what's interesting? I found that a couple games he's gone pretty deep, eight innings, right? Pitched like over 100 pitches, but typically the Dodgers are taking him out around 80 pitches. So if he has given up four or five hits, maybe he gets pulled in the fifth, sixth inning and you can cash this bet, right? So I kind of like where you're at on this one.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, obviously, with the over-under, but I think a lot of that has to do with the Dodgers, too. The Dodgers' bats have been hot, hot, hot. And then, of course, in Colorado, everything tends to fly over a little bit more. But yeah, it's a little bit of a risky one, but we're going for it.
Revenge angle.
To recap, bet number one, I'm taking the Yankees versus the A's, the under 8.5. This is at minus 110. I'm taking Shohei Ohtani over 0.5 home runs at plus 305. And Tyler Anderson under 6.5 total hits at minus 133. Danny, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Remind everyone where they can find you.
Find me on the Instagram, social medias at BrascoBets, and right here on MoxieBets.
And right here on MoxieBets. Okay, everybody, this recaps MoxieBets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. We'll see you next time.